News organizations across the country got the story of what happened at the Sago mine wrong. As NPR's David Folkenflik explains, mistaken information from seemingly authoritative sources led good news to trump the truth.
CNN's Anderson Cooper had a rare positive story to tell from Sago, West Virginia, at about 11:50 last night.
That is incredible news. Again, if this turns out to be true, we have not been able to independently confirm this, but the family members have been told that the 12 miners are alive.
About 15 minutes later, CNN's Cooper dropped the attributions and reported it as fact.
There is elation at this moment. The news coming just a short time ago, the 12 miners are alive.
Similarly, NPR reported it this way at 2 a.m. today.
Dan Hyman of West Virginia Public Broadcasting says the good news came as mining officials and the state's governor had cautioned against high hopes.
I spoke to a number of family members who were just pretty much ecstatic.
Newspapers put to bed late last night carried jubilant headlines across the nation. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution said, "Miracle in mine." Hartford Courant, "They're alive." USA Today, "Alive," in quotes, then, "Miners beat odds." But they hadn't. Officials of the International Coal Group said today they knew miners had died a bit past 1:30 a.m. today, but it's not clear how quickly that was relayed to the families. Greg Peppers is the executive producer of NPR's brief hourly newscasts. He says NPR relied upon confirmation from the AP and Reuters, then got Hyman's report from the scene. The story was corrected by 3 a.m. The wire services attributed the rescue to West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin, among other sources. But here's how Manchin told NBC News he learned of the rescue.
I heard it from the families as we were when I came into the main church part. And I said, what had happened? They said, they were found. And I said, oh my goodness. We had no confirmation.
Manchin said when he went to the command center, officials there were euphoric. At 12:18 a.m., according to the company, a radio report from teams inside the mine indicated rescuers and the miners were preparing to emerge. It was that report that led to the false hopes. John Temple is the editor and publisher of the Rocky Mountain News in Denver. An upbeat headline for an Associated Press article about the rescue initially dominated his newspaper's front page today.
We're always criticized for not reporting positive news. This is plane crashes and everybody lives. We consider that news.
But the change in the news later stopped the presses. Temple's paper discarded 10,000 copies, provided a grim headline, and substituted a news story.
We're not going to print a front page and important information that we know to be wrong.
Temple says three-quarters of his readers got the correct version of the news, and he says the AP handled the story responsibly, given the information it had. Other newspapers were also able to update the news between editions. According to TVNewser.com, CNN was the first cable channel to correct the story at about 2:45 a.m. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.